Anyways, coming back into the third hour. This is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting. And we're here today on this 22nd day, as it is in the States, 23rd here, Saturday, 22nd of September, 2018. And the call-in number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. I'm just finishing up an article here about these appalling monopolies trying to shut us down, information work through monopolies, and Amazon, who have this crushing monopoly. One figure I heard this last month was 68% of all internet purchases are through Amazon, which is shocking. That's a word, monopoly. That's something that hasn't permeated Trump's brain yet. He doesn't understand monopolies, apparently. But the way Bezos and Amazon treat their workers, it's absolutely slave camps. But I just finished this article about the warehouse here in the UK, one of the many ones in is it Rochdale. And this guy, Bloodworth, who went undercover. A separate survey concluded on Amazon workers recently showed that almost three-quarters of all UK staff members in fulfillment centres carried a fear of using the toilet due to concerns about taking up too much time. One report on the survey states that there were 241 Amazon warehouse employees in England that can attest to this fact. One survey respondent was even quoted as saying that their targets were increased dramatically and that taking personal breaks to go to the bathroom or even just to drink water could end up getting them into trouble. So, I do not drink water, the anonymous respondent said, because I do not have the time to go to the toilet. For its part, Amazon has denied all the allegations. Instead, it boasts about its strengths in the market and names a few reasons why workers flocked to it in the first place. Well, they've no option when you're on a minimum wage jobs. In a statement, the company said that they provide a safe and positive workplace for thousands of individuals in the UK and that it offers competitive pay and benefits from the beginning of a work contract. Well, they're operating 0 hours contracts, which is an insidious way of getting around the minimum wage. When you show up, you might only have 3 hours work, 2 hours work, or be sent home because too many people turned up for that shift. That's 0 hours contracts for you, which should be made absolutely illegal. We have not been provided with confirmation. This is Amazon talking. We have not been provided with confirmation that the people who compiled the survey worked at Amazon. Lying to their teeth. The company continued, and we don't recognize the allegations as accurate portrayal activities in our building. See, they are recognizing it out of a prison cell. It isn't the first time that Amazon has been cited for violating certain individual rights, and likely won't be the last. It will be interesting to see how workers view the companies going forward. One can only hope things take a turn for the better. Hope, we have some chance. But I try to avoid them like the plague, the bits and pieces I have to order through the internet. And I order from what looks like a private supplier, and it arrives in an Amazon packet. That's again and again that's happening. But doctors warn about chemical lung. Well, I think a lot of people in America, some people in RBN have that. A new health epidemic causing brain and lung problems across society. Well, I read that out incorrectly. Doctors warn about chemtrail lung, a new health epidemic causing brain and lung problems across the USA. And Isabel Z writing this article. The existence of chemtrails used to be a topic of debate, but they are now being more widely acknowledged by experts like meteorologists and to scientists. It's becoming increasingly difficult to deny that they exist anymore, as more and more people are coming down with illnesses related to chemtrails. My TV host, Rachel Renstrat, R-E-N-S-T-R-A, had trouble overcoming a persistent cough. Well, it sounds like me today. I'm not suffering from chemtrails. This horse, accompanied by aches, pains, and fever, she visited a doctor. After chest x-rays revealed a type of bronchitis, she was given antibiotics, which only seemed to make her feel worse. Of course they would. The Her doctor told her that lots of bacterial infections are going around, and when she asked him where they're coming from, he told her the truth that many doctors wouldn't dare reveal to their patients. Chemtrails are at the heart of widespread lung problems right now. Surprised by his candor, she asked if she could videotape him talking about the phenomenon. You can see the video below. The unnamed doctor appears just before the 8-minute mark. Okay. The doctor says he has witnessed hundreds of Californians suffering from this problem, which he calls chemtrail lung. He says it is an emerging problem that is being faced all around the world, and mostly in America, with the toxic gases, chemicals, and virus particles. Bar you live beside an oil refinery or maybe a military base or a factory, but heavy metals and other gases are being sprayed into the atmosphere and leading to problematic levels of respiratory infections. Well, agricultural sprays on farms, etc. He added that it's particularly bad where Renstrat, the journalist, lives in California, thanks to the area's proximity to Palmdale Airport. Said that the area's topography and the Santa Ana winds make the problem worse, and the fact that many of the nation's most polluted cities are found in California, it doesn't help either. In addition, he cites gases from fracking, oh my God, what a combination, from fracking as contributing to the problem, along with antibiotics, inhaling mold and mildew. No, that would surely kill you dead. Well, the chemical fracking, I haven't dealt with that for a long time. The chemical used in fracking are obscene, about 80 of them altogether. Interesting. Renstrasa's symptoms initially pointed to the flu, but she told her doctor she hadn't gotten a flu shot. He was relieved. In the video, you can also see the courageous doctor admitting that he does not recommend the flu shot, except for a select few, and even then he advises against getting it every year. He points out that the scientists basically guess what to include in each year's vaccine, and some years it is less than 20% effective. 20% effective and damaging your entire being as well. You feel it doesn't benefit patients, and they are better off being proactive about health and prevention than trying the shots. Sure. Both the doctor and Renstrat are risking their careers by talking publicly about the controversial issues. One can only hope that their coverage will inspire others to speak out. Is that nearly everyone on Earth breathes in unsafe air. It's not just chemtrails you need to worry about, by the way, she says. There's also the matter of particles matters, and the type of fine particles. Well, just I've said this several times before regarding bronchial condition. People with forced air systems in their house are absolutely screwed if they have bronchial conditions. They're recirculating the air in and out of their lungs, and wall vacuum cleaners. I mean, it's absolutely insane. I couldn't believe it. I did work for a duct company in Toronto for a short time, but I saw what was going on, and I could not believe the way they were using forced air in North America. It's just unbelievable. But this one, the next one, it comes down to animals being polluted. Disgusting. Study finds that animal vaccines have no safeguards against contamination and contribute to serious pet diseases like cancer. Yeah. And poor old Labradors, they seem to be the worst affected. Most of us are increasingly attached to our pets. This Tracy Watson wrote this article. As such, we do everything we can to prevent them from getting ill, including getting them vaccinated at the intervals recommended, which is insane, and on the schedule received from the veterinarians. What we might not realize, however, is that in getting them vaccinated, we are exposing them to very dangerous retroviruses, some of which have been linked to cancer and other fatal animal diseases. Just delete something off my screen here. Malware bites, giving an update. Okay. A study recently published in the Journal of Biologicals entitled endogenous retroviruses as potential hazards for vaccines, warns that the way in which animal vaccines are manufactured leaves them vulnerable to contamination by retroviruses, which are present in them in the master seed stock of the cells used in their production. Okay. The manufacture of both human and animal vaccines is dependent on the use of live human and animal cells as seed stock. Unfortunately, as noted by Green Med Info, and they are a very good source, many of these cells are contaminated with endogenous retroviruses, ERVs, when animal vaccines that have been created using contaminated cells are injected into our furry friends. These illnesses can be handed over along with the vaccine's normal contents. Okay. The study, which was conducted by researchers from the Department of Cell Biology at Keito University in Japan, found that the risks associated with such vaccines have largely been ignored, leaving our pets vulnerable to serious diseases, including feline leukemia, and the primary cancer diagnosed in cats. Feline enteritis is one of the most horrendous diseases cats can get. It's fatal and it can infect humans. But feline leukemia is of particular concern to cat lovers, as it affects between 2-3% of all cats in the United States and 30% of cats that are already battling other illnesses. Okay, Cornell University. But just, he goes on to say that, and now the Keito University study has confirmed that another possible avenue of infection is through the very vaccines we give our cats and dogs. He's already kind of said that. Anyway, animals, and then animals walking around public parks that have been sprayed with Roundup. They haven't got a chance, have they? Not really. A short article here, I won't read out. United Socialist States of America. United Socialist States of America. Crazy Bernie wants to give everyone a government job. What could go wrong? I'll read this just for a laugh. Your grandfather's Democratic Party is dead and gone, as evidenced by its hard left turn away from ordinary everyday Americans who make this country work. The latest evidence of this massive shift in political ideology is a serious legislative proposal by Senator Crazy Bernie Sanders, an independent from Vermont, who honeymooned with his wife back in the day in the workers' paradise known as the Soviet Union. Seems Bernie thinks everything ought to have a government, everyone ought to have a government job, and ought to make at least $15 an hour doing it. No word yet on how Bernie would pay for this boondoggle, other than taxing the wealthy, who presumably will continue working at whatever they do, rather than taking a Bernie-supplied government gig. Okay. Meanwhile, there's another reference here about Pizzagate. About Bernie's government jobs for a plan, he's not quite finished with it, the Hill notes, but we are assured that the proposed legislation is on the way. Kidding. The senator is still in his early stages of crafting the plan, according to the Post, which will provide a job or require training for any American. Sanders' office has yet to release the details of the plan funding, but previous, this was written in April 2018, I haven't heard one word of this yet, since, but previous large-scale projects proposed by the Vermont Progressive Senator have involved ending tax breaks for the wealthiest Americans and largest corporations. Okay. As further reported by the Washington Post, the proposal would provide a government job for those who only want or need one. But no doubt Bernie, the socialist, wants everyone to be on the government role. What they say, learned helplessness. But, to get into all the lists of his communist ideas, but there you are. But again, coming back to a similar situation, prisons in America filling up with people on minor offences. E-waste recycler sentenced to over a year in prison for fixing an old PC and selling an old computer. And this article is saying is John Vibes writing this. Computer technician, e-waste recycler. I read this article a couple of months ago. I should do it again. Erik Lundgren, such names, L-U-N-D-G-R-E-N, Lundgren is going to prison for 15 months for selling restored disks for computers, which would extend their longevity and allow them to be resold and reused. A federal appeals court in Miami rejected the appeal in his case this week, upholding a federal district judge's ruling that Lundgren violated Microsoft's copyright by selling the disks. So the court working for Microsoft. We thought that was the way anyways. You're in the commercial code of the Masons when you go into an American court anyway, or a British court. All these restored disks come free with every computer. Although these restored disks come free with every computer, there is a license key that is tied to the first buyer, which makes it effectively impossible to restore these computers for a private sale. That is, unless you want to pay Microsoft for an entirely new license, at which point most people would just choose to buy a new computer. He says, I'm going to prison and I've accepted it. What I am not okay with is people are not understanding why I'm going to prison. Hopefully my story can shine through the light on the e-waste epidemic we have in the United States and how wasteful we are. And what point do people stand up? At what point do people stand up and say something? He goes on to say, okay. The appalling chemicals in computers, even if you scrap them, they have to be processed in an expensive way. But they usually send them out to third world countries to be dismantled. And they try to retrieve the metals in the rare earth metals that are in these computers. But and to continue on that thing about ridiculously sending people to prison for trivial matters, thousands of people in only one state have been in jail for over a year and never proven guilty. And they're quoting, nearly 500,000 Americans are currently being held in jail while they are denied their constitutional right for a speedy trial. The problem has become so perverse that many critics of the American judicial system are up in arms over the phenomenon. In Louisiana alone, there are 2,000 people who have been languishing in jail for more than a year, all waiting for the chance to prove their innocence. The Louisiana Sheriff's Association is forced to clarify just how bad the problem is after executive director Mike Ranasta overstated the number in a recent testimony on the issue. He clarified by breaking down the total number and noting that of those 2,181 people, 1,507 had been held between 1 and 2 years without trial. 448 have been held between 2 and 3 years without a trial. Freaky. 141 have been between 3 and 4 years without a trial, and 85 people been held for more than 4 years without a trial. These are people with no money, and it's the legal system just dumps on you. It's an entrapment system. Too many, the number of people may not seem that large. It's outrageously large. But to an inmate who may be innocent, having to sit in jail knowing he is innocent for at times more than 4 years without a trial must be maddening. Putting it mildly, worse still, it demonstrates the judicial system's willingness to allow someone to be punished before them. Well, this is judges sending people to these commercially owned prisons. And one judge who was caught doing it in Pennsylvania, he's in 20 years. He nailed one judge. There again, the entire system is bent. It's an entire entrapment system, the American justice criminal system. And law reform, which does crop up here in Britain from time to time, where they go and wipe out some laws that are out of date. I've never heard it happening in America. Absolutely never. Never. Etc. But we mentioned fracking companies a few minutes ago. Fracking companies are making huge money by crippling the environment with plastic. We'll come to that story next. But we come to the first break of this hour, and we should be back in 3 or 4 minutes.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Okay. Now we're coming back in from the first break of the third hour. And this is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting. We've mentioned fracking, and we have a small item here on fracking today. I haven't done it for a long time. Fracking companies are making huge money by crippling the environment with plastic. Edsel Cook writing this. Fracking companies are the real-life equivalent of the supervillain, looting plunder from the old Captain Planet cartoons. An EcoWatch article described fracking industry profitable business model where they earn billions of dollars of profits by encouraging petrochemical companies to overproduce plastic products from shale fuel. Fuels extracted through hydraulic fracking processes are sold to customers like petrochemical companies that convert fossil fuel into various products. The current shale boom caused a big drop in the price of natural gas liquids, one of the key ingredients in the production of plastic resins. Always on the lookout for profits, petrochemical companies began investing $186 billion in more than 300 new plastic production projects, reports The Guardian. The screen, okay. Always on the lookout for profits, etc. They're spending $186 billion on more than 300 new plastic production projects. UK-based INEOS, I-N-E-O-S, is one of such investors. Its chemical manufacturing operation spans 22 different countries, and its 75 facilities generate mounds of plastic products, tons of air pollution, and industrial accidents aplenty. In 2008, a severe chemical fire raged to any of those German holdings. It's Grangemouth facility that's in Scotland. Facilities are considered to be Scotland's biggest source of carbon dioxide pollutants in 2016. As if unsatisfied with the pollution it generates in the old world, INEOS also buys liquid gas extracted from the underground shale formations in Pennsylvania and Ohio. These volatile fuels are pumped aboard a growing number of Dragon ships and hauled across the Atlantic for use in European chemical plants. Can I just make a point here? They're bringing that stuff into Milford Haven in Wales, which is a port for petrochemicals, etc. And those ships, the gas is pressurized 600 to 1 times down into a liquid. And if that ever terrorists ever got a hit on any of those ships, that would be like a nuclear explosion. It would blow Milford Haven to bits and cities like it. It's a shockingly dangerous practice about transporting pressurized gas. They said, as if unsatisfied with the pollution it generates in old world, we've read that piece there, and they haul this stuff across the Atlantic. Because it's newly built Dragon ships make it cheap and easy to ship shale overseas, INEOS is eager to expand its lucrative transactions with the US-based fracking companies. Its bottomless thirst for funding will ensure the need for new oil pipelines, like the recently completed Dakota Access Pipeline and the Mariner East 2 line currently being built in Pennsylvania. Not even state governments can stop the Marine East Pipeline. The aforementioned pipelines are run by Energy Transfer Partners, ETP, and Energy Transfer Partners subsidiary company Sunoco. The Dakota line drew international protests for the dangers it posed to the environment, while the Marine East Line overran private property through liberal use of eminent domain. The latter is opposed by affected locals who don't want the oil pipes on their expropriated land or near their communities. like INEOS, Sunoco has a terrible history in operational safety. The company is known to have suffered more oil spills incidents than its rivals since 2010. Its Mariner East Pipeline project is no exception. Sunoco proceeded to suffer numerous accidents and drilling spills during construction. Its operations also contaminated local water supplies for several communities. confronted by the company's willful violations of state environmental laws, Pennsylvania's Department of Environmental Protection shut down construction of the Mariner East Line earlier this year. However, the state environmental regulation body reversed its decision on February 8th. Sunoco paid $12.6 million in exchange for permission to resume the massive project. The Mariner East project would never have gotten off the ground, much less gotten this far, if pro-fracking politicians hadn't lent a hand by ramrodding it through the regulatory process in the first place. They said the combination of fracking wells, ravaging Pennsylvania soil, leaky pipelines running throughout the USA, and air pollution and plastic trash from Europe-based petrochemical companies are part and parcel of the deleterious business model that benefits the big business at the cost of the people on this planet. And the final piece, stopping this cycle will require cooperation between state authorities in the US and European political leaders who can rein in the excesses of fracking companies and plastic manufacturing operations. Okay. I just have to pull out another article here. It's a bit out of reach. 1 second. Yay. But anyway, that's fracking. I haven't covered a lot of fracking stuff recently, but They're very good at keeping their head down now and keeping it out of the media. That's probably why they're paying off a lot of PR companies to do that for them. But anyway, I hear the bottom of the hour music. We should be back in 3 or 4 minutes.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to libertystickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's libertystickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guaranteed. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer from me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I said again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
We're coming back in from the bottom of the hour break, searching for relevant articles here out of many, many, many that we have. We'll come on to this one anyway. National Geographic finally comes clean. Super viral video of polar bear starving from climate change was totally fake news. And Ethan Hoof writing this article. And I said before many, many times, they're all showing these things to children, of polar bear floating along on a square meter of ice, meaning that the ice is breaking up. Well, polar bears are known to swim 50 miles in a day if they have to, on and off ice packs and swimming between them. But last year, a pair of photographs from the National Geographic captured disturbing video footage of an emaciated polar bear that they uploaded to the magazine's website with the opening line, "This is what climate change looks like." There's just one problem, though. The polar bear's plight had absolutely nothing to do with climate change, and it is now being revealed. And I know I did do this story way back, but it's just kind of relevant to today. As it turns out, the entire video and corresponding story was 100% fake, designed to push climate change conspiracy theory, a fact that National Geographic now reluctantly admits. But this revelation came after the video had already gone viral, of course, generating more than 2.5 billion views. Wow, that is something else. 2.5 billion views last year, becoming the most shared video of the National Geographic. And I would say 90% of the people didn't hear the correction on that. Of course they didn't, that it was fake. "We had lost control of the narratives," claims Christina Mittermeier, one of National Geographic's photographers, who misleadingly stated that the heart-wrenching images of the animal were a direct result of climate change. though Mittermeier now openly admits that she deceptively captioned the video with fear-mongering language designed to scare people about climate change. She also somehow claims that it's the public's fault for believing her lie. Oh, I gotta nut her. Apparently, the imagery in Mittermeier's video was not to be taken literally. Now she says, well, it's a video with a title, and you lied on both cases. Photographer Paul Nicklin and I are on a mission to capture images that communicate the urgency of climate change. Oh, yeah, there's a script written before they get there. It's like the BBC on the news who are pushing climate change like you wouldn't believe. But documenting its effects on wildlife hasn't been easy, Mittermeier explains in a recent article. Starving polar bear photographers photographer recalls what went wrong, which blames viewers and not herself for the collapse. I mean, how can you put up with people with a reason like that? Anyway, he goes on to say, Mittermeier was an honest person. If Mittermeier was an honest person with integrity, she would have publicly apologized for lying to National Geographic readers and explained that her obsession with pushing the climate change conspiracy theory is what led her to create fake news about a sickly polar bear, which she now admits simply could have been elderly or diseased or was dying. We'll have to die sometime. Instead, Mittermeier is actually trying to shift the blame onto the people who believed her fake news story, which she now claims was never meant to represent proof. I mean, there's barefaced lie going on here. Perhaps people took the gloom and doom climate change narrative literally because it's done a shocking amount of damage. 2.5 billion people seeing that video. Because National Geographic's first line in the video was, this is what climate change looks like, this dying bear. To boot, words like climate change were even emphasized, highlighting the magazine's signature, blah, blah, blah. But final paragraph, even worse is the fact that Mittermeier, just moments after admitting to Fox News in a recent interview that she made a mistake, oh, no mistake at all, in publishing the fake video, said that she would actually do it again if given a chance. This is a habitual liar, mentally, but a bit disturbed as well, simply because it supports her preposition that polar bears and other animals are suffering due to climate change. Da, 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 da. Well, we have a recent figure showing that they're more prolific than ever. Absolutely. And Piers Corbyn said there a few weeks ago, the Arctic Antarctic ice, and that's what his company does, using very good satellite imagery, etc. So it's massively increasing. But and this one here, just to touch on 5G this week, I'm breaking my own promise of covering it every week. It's getting really serious. They're beginning to gear up for it here in Britain, which I didn't think they were that near doing. Who are you going to call before August 16 to complain about 4G? This is written on the 12th of August. Complained about 4G and 5G small cell towers being installed in front of homes, etc. The Senate Committee, Science and Transportation Committee, contact info provided. Okay, BM Frank writing this article. And he's saying, big thanks to all EMF, this is electromagnetic frequency, dirty electricity, radiation, etc. Big thanks to all EMF activists for providing so much information to activist posts so we can post it on to readers who want to stop the widespread rollout of risky 5G technology and other telecom industry, FCC and other elected officials nonsense. Since 2004, the International Association of Firefighters has opposed the use of their stations as base stations for cell towers and antennas until it can be proven that this is not hazardous, which is impossible to prove. It is totally destructive. So why would any of the rest of us be okay with allowing small cell towers to be installed in front of our homes in public rights of way and everywhere else? This violates the precautionary principle. In addition to contacting your local, state and federal elected officials, ASAP, a list of Senate committee members and their contact information is posted at the end of this article. Okay. There's this key data. On August 16th, the Federal Communications Commission, the FCC, has an oversight hearing which will be conducted by Senate Commerce, Science and Transportation Committee. According to the committee chairman John Thune. The hearing, the committee notes, will examine policy issues before the commission and review FCC's ongoing duties and activities. This includes efforts to better utilize spectrum powering our wireless economy, to expand rural broadband access, combating all sorts of crap. But gobbledygook. But anyway, this goes on to describe this government committee, which is dealing in semantics. For several hours on July 25th, four voting members of the FCC answered questions, and in a handful of instances sparred with House representatives members who wanted assurances that the White House would not sway the commission on its decision to send Sinclair Broadcast Group intended merger with Tribune Media to an administrative law judge. And just as regards mergers, today, just a few an hour ago or two, the Sky News takeover has gone through, with Comcast now owning Sky Television TV operations worldwide, which is a disgrace. And again, Trump and the British did nothing to do with this mega merger again. And Disney lost out this time, but it's an absolute outrage that they were allowed to take over Sky TV. But similar carry-on going on about 5G. And again, we're just being deluged with problems. And how do we stop them? I don't know. Well, nothing short of a revolution will stop this carry-on. But, just stand. These kneeling sports stars, that's a big issue. Clothing line launched by U.S. veteran to oppose Nike's utter hatred of America. Again, these confused people. Lance T. Johnson writing this article. And they're saying here, former overrated NFL quarterback Colin Kaepernick, is it? Kaepernick, who became famous for kneeling in protest during the national anthem, just became the face of Nike's Just Do It campaign. The repercussions for Kaepernick and Nike are far and wide. Since the stupid business decision, once iconic Nike brand has suffered billions in market share losses. Kaepernick has become a laughingstock, and his original protest has solved none of the problems he wanted to bring attention to. Even though Nike wanted to honor Kaepernick for kneeling during the national anthem, as if the football player is some sacrificial hero, most Americans found the stunt repulsive. Overpaid athletes who kneel during the national anthem, who don't put their money where their mouth is, look like spoiled brats who want attention. And it said branded products that promote this form of protest are viewed as un-American, out of touch with American values, and lacking respect for the military. These publicity stunts disrespect the true sacrifice that brave soldiers have made to preserve America and its freedoms, which include Nike's freedom to engage in commerce and Kaepernick's freedom to make big bucks posing as some hero. Yeah. Well, these people pay for cable TV to watch the sport, buy the jerseys and livery for their children, and they're the absolute saps, and then they complain. Well, don't support it in the first place. Capitalizing on Nike's sheer stupidity is the new brand of clothing launched by an honorable U.S. veteran, the Just Stand clothing line, invented by Army Captain Tyler Merritt, has already sold tens of thousands of T-shirts and other gear. Tyler Merritt is the CEO of Nine Line Apparel. The company's most popular T-shirt was endorsed by former U.S. Marine Mark Alls, just who survived the Benghazi terrorist attack 6 years ago. Okay. Merritt respects Nike's freedom to promote the kneeling Colin Kaepernick on their gear, but Merritt opposes Nike's utter hatred of America's Merritt. Okay. They will never understand what it's like to lose a friend overseas, carry him back home with an American flag draped over his casket, and hand that flag over to his wife and children. Taking a knee during the national anthem is a sign of disrespect to all throughout our country history, and have paid the ultimate sacrifice to secure blessings of freedom. But out in Middle East wars on behalf of Israel, basically, and the banks and the oil companies, which is equally repulsive. Nine Lion Apparel was named, this was the alternative to Nike, Nine Lion Apparel was named after the military code word for getting wounded soldiers off the battlefield. Some of the most popular shirts slogans include, all rifles matter, stomp my flag, I'll stomp your ass, I'll stand on the American flag, and faith, family, and friends, etc., etc., etc. But anyway, this raging battle going on over that still, etc. But there's two very long articles here. So we'll too short a time to read them today. But I read a very good article last week about John Whitehead, an outstanding article. He's probably the, him and Paul K. Roberts, probably the two best writers around. And Derek Brose is saying here, since 9/11, America has traded liberty for security, and we're almost out of both. Yeah, there's 17 security agencies and living in a police state. And I'll just read a bit of this article. Immediately following the attacks of September 9/11, 2001, President George Bush promised Americans he would exact revenge for those who dare attack the empire. W's program, that's Bush, of shock and awe gave the American public an upfront look at what the U.S. military was prepared to do to the enemies of freedom and democracy. This is very long-winded, this. We know exactly that 9/11 was about the Patriot Act 1 and 2 and invading the Middle East. That's what it was about. The bombing of Iraq was only the beginning of the larger conflict that the Bush administration dubbed the Global War on Terror. The war on terror did not end in the physical battlefield, however. The U.S. government was determined to root out all possible terrorist activity, which is mostly state-generated, and the process, and in the process rolled back many of the American hard-earned liberties as possible. Many of the bills passed, the aftermath of 9/11 attacks, had contributed to the rise of the surveillance state. And he's stating the bleeding obvious here in this article now. Just wish people would just write tighter pieces. And he's going to name me all the aspects of the Patriot Act, which was drafted before the 9/11 attacks took place. That is the amazing factor about that. But just too much stuff in that article, running out of time. But Whitehead has an article here, Why I Don't Like Life Post 9/11. And seems to be repeating some of the same stuff. But one article here, again, just skipped it a minute ago, when we were talking about vaccination, that stuff. Is modern medicine a form of death by design? Vicky Batts writing this article. As you're saying here, it's not a secret that many pharmaceutical drugs are dangerous. The side effects listed on infomercial alone are a proof of that. But how deep does the pharma industry conspiracy go? Perhaps mass sickness and death has been a plan all along. In a new video, the Robert Scott Bell Show explores a paper written by Green Med Info, again, a very, very good company, good organization, founder Sayer G. K. I. entitled, Has Drug-Driven Medicine Become a Form of Human Sacrifice? And I think he's close when he says that. As Sayer G. contends, modern medicine is no longer rooted in the science of healing, but rather the art of making more money. Medicine is a big business, but when the profits are put before human life, a terrible thing happens. More and more people are dying from these so-called treatments. An estimated 786,000 Americans die each year from, this word he uses, iatrogenic causes. This means thousands of people are dying from illnesses caused by their medicines and side effects or other treatments prescribed to them by health professionals. But he goes on to say, and that's just an estimate, in the world where doctors have increasingly little knowledge of basics like nutrition, well, they're virtually no training, one might wonder if the number of iatrogenic deaths is much higher than currently recognized. Bell goes on to note that many pharmaceutical cause other health problems, which results in the need for more drugs, side effects, it's known as. Bell contends, whatever you're whatever you've got going on, modern medicine has its beat. He goes on to state, I believe Sayer G of Green Med Info is right. Modern medicine is a form of human sacrifice. And another header, he goes on to describe the sham of modern medicine. The Sergi argues modern medicine relies on the erroneous notion that the human body is incapable of self-restoration. And that's a barefaced lie number one. But anyway, we're coming up to the last break today. I'll meet you back in a few minutes.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Coming back into the last few minutes of today's program on the Barden Report, and just two short articles if we get them done. Twitter now bans people for posting facts that offend liberals. Can you believe that, Ethan? There's no end to this, but anyway, let's read this for a laugh. Social media censorship of politically incorrect content is reaching a crescendo as reports continue to flood in about Twitter users who are having their accounts suspended, even permanently deleted, simply because liberals find their conservative viewpoints offensive. Well, the biggest one must be Donald Trump, because they wouldn't dare ban him. It was just one rogue employee did it there for a few minutes last year. The situation is particularly dire in the United Kingdom, where as many as 10,000 Twitter accounts have thus far been closed down at the request of the British government, which is accusing them of containing hate speech, which, and Theresa May is an absolute sap for falling for this, which is a code for content that liberals simply don't like. In the case of a man named Tommy Robinson, he's a reporter, he was the guy who was exposing the entire Muslim carry-on in Britain on the grooming gangs. It was some facts about Islam that resulted in his Twitter account being slapped with a permanent ban. Robinson has posted about how Muslims are vastly overrepresented in child grooming gangs throughout the UK. Yeah, they're 90% of the child grooming gangs, which is a shocking carry-on. And the police in Rotherham knew it was going on, and the politicians then did nothing about it until one very brave woman and a journalist blew it across the media. Because nothing Robinson ever wrote or even insinuated anything to do with the actual hate, he is now suing Twitter for blatant censorship of factual information. And it's factual information that the Home Secretary used in the House of Commons. So his trial on Thursday, I hope it gets thrown out and he's freed again, I hope. There's also legislation currently in the works that seek to legally prohibit Twitter as well as Facebook from censoring conservative content. Nick Munro, an independent journalist from the United States, has also been targeted by Twitter over factual information that paints Muslims in an imperfect light. Munro has decided to conduct an investigation into a UK-based group called Tell Mama that functions as a type of tattletale network to rat out anyone who expresses criticism of Islam. And for this, he too was banned from Twitter. As it turns out, officials in the British government from all political parties have been pressuring Twitter into censoring accounts that it accuses of engaging in Islamophobia. Like, telling the truth is now illegal in Britain and America, as defined by Tell Mama. In other words, say anything bad about Islam that depicts Muslims as anything other than perfect little angels, and you're an Islamophobe who needs to be purged from Twitter. And, there are all the other pages, article missing. But truly shocking, we're living in a police state. The noose is tightening around us in every single way. That and the child abuse in the Catholic Church, which every week we have more and more people coming out, more and more revelations coming out in every way. But one thing I was kind of laughing about, the Pope visited Ireland, the previous Pope, in 1979, I think it was, and a quarter of the country turned out to see him. This time he visited, this Pope visited Ireland, and 3% of the population turned out to see him. So it's a somewhat of a big improvement there as regards people using their reasoning of what's going on. But lots of other articles on this, but running out of time. But I know they're depressing to listen to, but it's just a deluge. And the deluge is getting worse and worse and worse all the time. And the social media has gone berserk now in this banning. But at least we have this new entity, realvideo.com, started off by the dynamic Mike Adams. And it's going from strength to strength, and it really is doing well. So anyway, we'll continue this next week. It's fair to say we'll be back next week with the Barden Report, and we'll talk to you then.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
This is the